Well, we made it. It's the last day of school. And tomorrow, on the stage behind me, a number of you will be graduating. Hard to believe. It seems like just a short time ago that we were gathered here in this gym, sitting on these chairs at opening service. It seems like just yesterday that I was up on that stage getting installed as a new professor. Think back to how you felt then as the year was starting. How do you feel now? Now our thoughts are probably all turning ahead to the future, to what the summer will bring, to what next year may bring for those returning students, to what the future may bring for those of you moving on. I'm pretty sure each of us here this morning has some sort of plans for the future. Some of us may have plans for summer jobs, summer camps, trips with family and friends. Faculty and staff may have plans to pick up a new hobby, return to an old one, go on a summer vacation, or further their education. Those of you returning here next year have made plans, maybe what classes you will take or what activities you'll be involved in. Those of you graduating have plans for college, another level of schooling, a future job, or beginning a career or calling. Plans are exciting, but they can also be scary. And what can make the future scary is the fact that despite our plans, we really don't know what's going to happen. What often causes us worry, stress, gives us lack of confidence, maybe even fear of the future, is that we are often unsure about the future. I don't know about you, but what causes me considerable anxiety is not being prepared, not knowing what to expect. And that's often what worries many of us about the future. As we look ahead to the summer or to next school year, we might wonder, what will my summer job be like? How will next school year go? Will classes be hard? Will I still have the same friends? For those graduating tomorrow, as you think about the future, you might wonder, what is college going to be like? Will I be able to handle it? What about the job I'm going to start? Will it be difficult? What if I don't know what to do after I graduate? How am I going to figure it out? And for all of us, when we consider the future and see the difficulties that many have in this world, we may become discouraged and doubtful. What if some hardship comes to me or my family? What if I get rejected in a relationship? What if I lose my home or have financial troubles? What if I or a loved one gets very sick? What if temptations and sin shake my faith? Fear, worry, stress, doubt, inadequacy. All of these feelings come with being unsure. As with all of our problems in life, for this one, let us turn to God's Word. Our text for today comes from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 8, verses 35 and 38 to 39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? No. In all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Our text begins with a question. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? The Apostle Paul then includes a list of several difficulties and trials that sound a lot like some of the unsure questions about the future that we discussed earlier. Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? The answer he gives is an emphatic one: no. In fact, Paul goes on to call us more than conquerors. I've heard some translate the Greek word used here as super conquerors, or ones gaining a total and surpassing victory. How can we be unsure and fearful about the future when we are super conquerors? We have the total victory over our enemies, won by Christ. I'm going to switch things up again this time and reveal what Jesus makes us into before revealing the attribute of him that changes us. We are more than conquerors. Conquerors are confident, and if we are super conquerors, well, then we must be super confident. So how come I don't always feel super confident? Perhaps some of you are thinking that right now. I know I've often felt unsure in my life, particularly this past school year as I've navigated through my first year here at Emmanuel. A new calling, new classes to teach, new levels of students, new curriculum, new co-workers. I've had plenty of days of doubt and lack of confidence, as I'm sure you all have as well. So why? Why do we more than conquerors so often feel unsure? Well, we aren't the only ones who feel this way. Peter did. Remember the night before Jesus' crucifixion in the high priest's courtyard? Peter was unsure, afraid, doubtful. Not earlier that evening when he boldly told Jesus that even if all the others fall away, he never would, and that he would be willing to die with Jesus before denying him. But later, when he was questioned by several in that courtyard, instead of confidently proclaiming that he was a follower of Christ, he denied even knowing Jesus. Why was he so unsure of himself that night and crumble in the face of danger? It's because his confidence was placed in himself. He was focusing on himself. When we feel unsure, question ourselves, or lack confidence, perhaps it is like Peter, we aren't focusing on the right thing. Perhaps we are focusing on ourselves and not on our Savior. So what is it about our Savior Jesus that makes us more than conquerors, that gives us that surpassing victory even through hardships? Listen again to the word. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Did you catch it? That's quite a list of forces that can be and often are aligned against us in this life. But what makes us more than conquerors is not being separate from, but being connected to God's love shown in Christ with us. It is God connected with us. God with us. Our Savior, Emmanuel, the name of our school. The love of God revealed in Christ will always be with us. That amazing love that was shown by the sacrifice of Jesus, by the shedding of his innocent blood to pay for our sin debt, that love is eternally, permanently, inextricably connected to us. When Paul lists the items in his second question of our text, tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, sword, does he say that we will never have any of these problems in life? No. In fact, he says that in these things, through all these trials, we are more than conquerors. Many of these Paul himself faced. Many of them we have faced or will face, perhaps this summer or next year or in the years to come, but we will face them. However, what makes us super confident and more than conquerors is not ourselves, but the fact that as we do face them, we will never be separated from Christ. We have Emmanuel, God with us, always. Whenever I feel unsure about something or lack confidence, these verses give me great comfort because I know that no matter what happens, good or bad, I still have the love of Christ. No matter what hardships occur to me or my family, I still have the love of Christ. No matter how many sins I struggle with and return to over and over, I still have the love of Christ. Nothing, nobody can ever take that away from me. And that is true for you and for every redeemed child of God. You may have your doubts. You may be unsure about the future. But here is the comforting thing. You have your Emmanuel with you, and he will bless you. Even if things go horribly, even if your plans fall apart, even if it's difficult, confusing, hard times, Jesus uses them all for your good. As the theme for our school year says, God is good all the time. Just a few verses before the words of our text, we hear these words in verse 28. We know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, for those who are called according to his purpose. That purpose is your eternal salvation in heaven. So even if your health departs you, even if death comes unexpectedly, you know that nothing, not even death, can separate you from God's love. For even in death, we are with our Savior forever. So as we conclude this school year and move on with our plans for the summer, next year, or the next stage in our lives, remember, although we may be unsure about what the future holds, we are more than conquerors because we are never separated from our Savior Jesus, God with us, our Emmanuel. We close our chapel this morning with hymn 528, verses 1, 2, and 14. 528, 1, 2, and 14.